This week on Golf for Beginners, we give you tips from Bob Rotella, the Dean of Mental Coaching.
And what to do when your ball is unplayable.
And we're going to tell you what would make Tiger Woods quit golf.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Barry.
In association with WorldGolf.com, welcome to Golf for Beginners.
Because we're always learning.
Barry, for the first time in at least a month, I felt competitive.
That's a good thing.
I felt confident. I felt strong. The only thing I wanted to do was beat up on the people I was playing with.
That's the way to play golf.
I haven't felt that way in so long, I forgot exactly how to do it.
And it took your mind off of all the gobbledygook that's been going on in your head.
You know, it took my mind off of golf.
Right.
All I felt like doing was winning. And I haven't felt that way in a long time. But I just said that. But I'm so excited about it that I really wanted to share it.
Well, did you?
Oh, yes.
Solidly?
Solidly.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Did you squash them down into the ground? You don't squash? That's fun.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I did squash just a little.
Yeah, when they miss a shot and you put it up on the green, it's just like, yeah, you know, it's good stuff. But that's what it is, you know, whatever the key is that gets your mental game in gear and gets your head off of the score and off of the outcome, just gets you into a different mode. And that particular mode is the best one to be in because golf is a competitive game, always has been.
So, in honor of this newfound spirit, I went online to see what I had done differently today. And I came up with some tips from Dr. Bob Rotella.
I just told you, though. Well, Dr. Barry Solomon just told you what you did.
You're not a doctor, okay?
That's true, but maybe I could be.
Dr. Bob Rotella is...
Go ahead.
...is world-renamed. He writes
books
on...
Our podcast is downloaded.
Confidence. That's true.
Our podcast is downloaded all over the world.
Oh, so and we'd like to say hello to our friends in South Africa.
Hello, friends in South Africa.
Especially since we are now on the radio there.
Isn't that something?
That's great.
We like that.
Well, getting back to Dr. Bob Rotella's rules.
All right, I'll let you talk about him.
Thank you. That a player has to do in every competitive round. The first one is... play to play great. Don't play not to play poorly.
Smart man.
Isn't that something?
Well, remember we talked about imagining in your mind, this was last week, about playing the way you want to play, being that great player, and practice being that player in your mind, and then go play golf.
Another rule or idea is to love the challenge of the day, whatever it may be.
I do that quite a bit. When I go out and play, I enjoy the challenge. When I hit that inevitable errant shot, I look at it as a challenge.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, I look at it and say, okay, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be fun to get out of.
How about this? I have to tell you about what happened today.
Go ahead.
Today, I hit my drive long and beyond the trees so that my second shot was 200 yards away from the green with trees everywhere except for just one small opening.
Oh, boy.
So I took out my 3-wood and I said, you know what? I'm going to make it through this opening because I'm confident. I know I can do it. Not only did I make it through the trees, but I made it over the green.
Over the green? Too much club.
Too much club. 200 yards through the trees. It was just incredible.
Isn't that great when that happens? Isn't that great? And you know, it can happen for everyone out there. All it takes is the belief that you're going to do it and you're going to do it well. And not trying to talk yourself into it, but really believing it. And you'll make that shot more times than you'll miss it.
Another very important thing is know that nothing will bother or upset you on the golf course, and you will be in a great state of mind for every shot.
That's a very good thought. But going back to the first one, isn't that something, how you were excited that you not only made it through, but you went over the green?
Unbelievable.
Do you know that everyone feels great when they're long, meaning going over the green, the shot was too long, and they feel bad when they're short, leaving the ball short, like, oh, I didn't have enough, I couldn't hit it hard enough, or I didn't have enough club. You know, being long is really just as bad as being short.
Well, sometimes I don't know. It's worse. I felt pretty excited that I flew the green.
The idea is to get it on the green.
You know what? They were aerating the greens. They still had a little bit of sand. It could have just bounced and rolled a bit too long. I couldn't see. I was on the other side of a bunch of trees. Everybody was cheering.
Yeah, we'll assume that that's what happened. But sometimes it's better to play up short and then chip on, depending upon how bad the trouble is on the other side.
And then there's the idea of visualization, looking to see where you want that shot to go, and then just putting it there.
Imagining it in your head, seeing it when you close your eyes before you actually take your shot. It works. So what else do you have?
Well,
there
I'll
from
tell
Dr.
you
Rotella?
Just one more thing that I'm going to mention, although he has plenty, and I suggest everyone to go out and buy Dr. Bob Rotella's books because he really makes a lot of sense. The last one that I'm going to put out to you is love your wedge and your putter.
You know, I ought to put out a book. I mean, this Dr. Rotella, you know, is good, but so am I. I've told everyone out there already to love your putter and love your wedge. If you get good with these two clubs, your score is going to drop like a rock, because that's where your scoring is.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah, that's an old one.
All right.
But we all like it. Yes, I know. Well, you're a newbie. You should. You take all these new ones and, you know, make them like they're great. But you know why they are great? Because they withstand time. Send your comments and questions to golfforbeginners@AOL.com.
And check out our golf blog at worldgolf.com. In this week's Rules of Golf Plainly Spoken, what happens when you find your ball, but it's like in a prickly bush, or it's underneath some trees?
Stay
and you
away
can't
from
get...
those prickly bushes,
and
I'm telling you.
You can't get to it. Well, you've been in a few of them.
You got me out of one.
So what do you do?
Well, you basically call your ball unplayable. Now, you, as the owner of the ball, are the only one who can call it unplayable. Then you have a couple of choices. You can either take two club lengths from where that ball lies, take your longest club, of course, it's to your advantage, take your driver, and no, you can't use a telescoping club of any kind, you know, like the water thing. And you take the club, and you go once, and then you flip it over again twice, and you're two club lengths. Now, sometimes that doesn't get you out of trouble. Of course, you're deep into trouble. And if it doesn't help you, then you go back to where you hit that ball originally, as close to that spot as you can find, and you take your stroke from there. And you're losing one stroke by doing this.
Right. If you call a ball unplayable, it's one stroke added to your score.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, your two club lengths has to be no closer to the hole. And then you drop the ball at shoulder height behind that second club length. And where it lies is where it lies. Play the ball.
With confidence.
You know, Stacy, I wonder if there's anything that would ever make Tiger Woods stop playing golf.
I know what would do that.
No, he'd never stop playing.
He has mentioned it.
Really?
Before.
And I've missed that. How?
Let me give you one of his quotes. "I always feel pressure. If you don't feel nervous, that means you don't care about how you play. I care about how I perform. I've always said the day I'm not nervous playing is the day I quit."
Really?
I guess the nerves help.
I never
help.
Heard that before.
Now, in stark contrast to that, we have Vijay Singh's take on the same idea. Vijay says, I don't go into any tournament thinking that it would be great to lose. I think it would be asinine to think that way.
Spoken like Vijay. Hey, you know, you got a lot of little knowledge up there in that noggin of yours.
Hey.
You impressed me.
That and a little help from the internet. Again, wishing all of our friends a happy and healthy new year. Until next week,
play good golf.